Japan's recovery is getting more helping hands. A Hindu Mecca is a hub for both spiritual growth and persecution. And God's answer encourages a ministry in Haiti just in the nick of time. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Japan's cabinet approved almost $50 billion for post-earthquake rebuilding, but even that isn't enough to address the estimated $300 billion in damage. President of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm, just returned from Japan. He says this disaster is worse than he's seen in his 30 years of ministry. But van der Zalm says not all of it's bad news.
This is a tremendous opportunity for the Christian church there to reach out and show the love of Christ to people who are affected by this disaster. And the churches are beginning to mobilize and do that. And we are helping to organize that effort and to support that effort.
Medical Teams is organizing the management structure. They're also providing trauma counseling training and funding for fuel, communications, and supplies. The end result? Van der Zalm says,
our hope is at the end of the day this moment has been a moment that really will increase the understanding and respect that people in Japan have for the gospel.
Your support is vital to their success. Next, Varanasi, India is like the Mecca of Hinduism. Over a million people are there daily, bathing in the so-called holy rivers to wash sin away and have a better chance of a good reincarnation. Many go there to die. President of Mission India Dave Stravers was just there to see this false hope up close.
For most foreign Christian visitors, it's a pretty ugly experience. It really is Satan on display.
The gospel is surprisingly well received in Varanasi. People welcome news about a God who loves them. Many missionaries are there as a result, but
once the Christian workers start seeing success and people are coming to the Lord and new churches are starting, this can cause a pretty violent reaction. And we've had a lot of reports of persecution.
One pastor Stravers met was preparing 10 followers to take over the work if he's killed. He's threatened weekly. Even still, many are desperate to share the truth.
We are training a lot of people, but there are literally thousands of workers who need training. We have a waiting list of people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Food security is an ongoing issue in Haiti since the earthquake. A reorganizing government means backlog customs. For Haiti with Love has a feeding program dependent upon the timely release of shipping containers. Two of them got stuck on the docks and their feeding program had to be suspended. In an answer to prayer, For Haiti says customs just released the containers of food from the wharf. The food allows the team to meet needs in the name of Christ. Meanwhile, let's say your church wanted to begin an outreach to orphans. How would you go about doing that? What groups can you trust? Well, that's why the Christian Alliance for Orphans was formed. They're holding a summit May 12th and 13th to answer some of these questions. Orphan Outreach is an Alliance member. Program Director Amy Norton says,
this is an opportunity to come and hear about that call, about that need, and to get all of the information at one time in one place and really be able to move forward to enable people to be more educated as well as be able to just spread the word about the need and the opportunities to help.
There's one key difference with the groups that are a part of the Alliance.
There are so many secular organizations out there who are trying to do something to help children and orphans around the world, but our emphasis was we need to reach every orphan with the gospel of Christ, and it is the call of the church to do just that.
And Buckner International recently announced they're changing the schedule a bit this fall for mission trips. Due to September's presidential elections in Guatemala, the trips from mid-August to November are canceled. Staff in Guatemala will continue their work, but since elections are often connected with instability, Buckner just wants to be careful. All summer trips are still on with no safety threats. Start praying now that elections will be peaceful and that many would be drawn to Christ during that time. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.